Good morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 o'clock information on Tropical Storm Irene. The center of Irene this morning first made landfall in, near Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then made a second landfall in right over the New York City metropolitan area. The center of Irene is now inland over extreme southeast New York and extreme western Connecticut. Moving more rapidly now towards the north-northeast, will pass through New England today and tonight, and then into the Canadian Maritime provinces tonight into Monday. Now that Irene is a tropical storm, we have tropical storm warnings from Chincoteague all the way to the Canadian-U.S. border, and the Weather Service of Canada now has issued tropical storm warnings for parts of eastern Canada and, of course, Nova Scotia. We still have some very strong effects along the coast from very high waves, the surf, the beach erosion, the elevated tides from Long Island through southern New England, and we have the tidal effects still going on of storm surge in the New York area, Long Island Sound. Later today at high tide, as the storm goes past, the winds come around to the west, southwest, and west. There's a concern for Buzzards Bay and western-facing areas along Narragansett Bay for tidal flooding at that point. We also want to point out that very heavy rain is occurring across western New England and eastern New York, and that'll continue today. An additional 6 to 8 inches of rain on top of what already has fallen for totals upwards to a foot of rain will cause serious flash flooding and then consequently river flooding as the rest of the week goes on. Bill Reed, reporting on Tropical Storm Irene at 11 a.m.